It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Off in the deep right side in the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes, at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
Every Tuesday at 520, we talk about the Hokies with Bill Roth, the voice of the Hokies in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. And every week we talk football. And it's been a long, long time since Bill Roth had to talk about a Virginia Tech team losing to Duke. And he joins us now. They still licking their wounds there in Blacksburg from Saturday, my friend?
You know, I don't think we've ever had a chance to talk about Virginia Tech losing to Duke in football. I wasn't around the last time that happened, so this is a first.
What stunned you the most about Saturday's game?
That Duke could play so poorly and win. That Duke could come to Lane Stadium and their quarterback complete 7 of 25 passes, throw 4 interceptions, and a team could play the entire second half and not even complete a single pass and win.
Yeah, usually one of those big upset games, you see a team play an inspired effort, play the game of their life, and you didn't.
No, it didn't happen.
You didn't see that.
This is crazy. Duke played one of its worst games. It was very weird. It was, you know, if you saw it, Virginia Tech dominated time of possession. It was the third highest time of possession ever in the history of Tech's football program. They would drive 6 minutes, miss a field goal, force a 3-and-out, drive 6 minutes, and throw an interception in the end zone. And so at the end of the quarter, you had 12 minutes of possession to 3, but it was scoreless. And you could sense it was a weird day. There was a total odd vibe. Tech ran the ball better. It had a season high in rushing for conference games. But the turnovers and 2 missed field goals were killers. And at the other end, I said on the air, ordinarily when someone from Duke is hitting long-range three-pointers against the Hokies, it's J.J. Redick or Seth Curry, not Ross Martin. And here's a guy whose career long was 39, and he hit from 51 and 53. So there was an odd vibe. You could kind of sense something unusual was going to happen. But Duke did a great job of winning the game by playing defense. And that's what was unusual about this game. It wasn't Coach Cutcliffe's offense. It wasn't Boone's accuracy. You know, the leading receiver in the league was a non-factor. Crowder didn't touch the ball in the second half. But they were able to frustrate Thomas, and they were able to stop Tech's running game and got some breaks. Virginia Tech had a touchdown called back on receiver in motion, then missed a field goal and later threw an interception at the goal line. It was just one of those days. But, you know, I think you give Duke credit because they were able to muck it up and win a game like that on the road, which is something new for Duke. But it was very alarming for Tech. I don't think there's any question about it. That was a very unusual offensive and defensive game where the offense did nothing and the defense played really well.
And, Bill, I think you'll agree with this, and maybe you won't, but you say it's very alarming. I think the past couple second halves against North Carolina and Pittsburgh, I don't want to say it's been building up to this, but they've been playing with fire. And going back to that Pittsburgh game, that was a game where you felt things were totally in Virginia Tech's control because of the defense. But it was one of those scenarios when you looked up at the scoreboard and you saw Tom Savage driving at the end, you're like, whoa, wait a minute, they're only up 19-9. And I've been using the phrase Saturday, playing with fire in the second half, it bit him in the butt.
They need to play better offensively. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, Coach Beamer's done a great job. The guys were over it. You know, they practice every Sunday morning at 5:30. So they got in there Sunday, and they were on the practice field. And by noon, they were over it. And clearly, by last night, the kids were saying the right things. And they know that if Florida State beats Miami Saturday, and they're a big favorite to do so, and the Hokies win at BC, the division still comes down to the Tech-Miami game in 2 weeks. So they were probably going to have to beat Miami to win the division anyway. So now they certainly are going to have to.
All right, looking ahead, Bill Roth joins us here in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. And I know I feel like we keep doing this dance every week. We talk about how fantastic the defense is, and once again it was on Saturday. But for the most part, this offense has come out and they put up points in the first half. It's been by the passing game. You mentioned the ground game got better on Saturday. So what got better with the ground game?
Well, the stats were better. They ran the ball better, but they just turned it over. That was the key. They outgained Duke 2-1. You know, they had a first and, well, I'll say something else. They had some penalties, though. That was something unusual. They had a big run called back with a chop block, and they had a touchdown called back with an illegal man in motion who ended up being Coles, their receiver. So, you know, they ran the ball better. But what was really interesting about it is they played that game with three defensive starters out because Kyle Fuller didn't play a snap on defense, Faison didn't dress, and Collins was suspended. And so if Duke was going to win the game, and we were a little bit leery before, you would thought it would be, okay, Virginia Tech's number one defensive lineman in terms of sacks is out, Faison, who leads the team in picks, is out, and Fuller, the best overall corner, is out. You would think that Duke's offense would be able to move the ball. But they got Hetzman back, and he played great. They put Matty in there. He had eight tackles on the defensive line, a career high. It was a really interesting game, and it shows the depth they have on defense. It's really incredible that they can have so many guys down defensively and put a performance like that together. But on the other side, they got to score points. They got to finish drives.
And now you mentioned the bounce back of this team. We won't really find out what the bounce back is until Saturday against Boston College, but here's a place where you go and you're back on the road again up to Chestnut Hill. And Boston College always find a way to gunk up the game a little bit as well.
Boy, do they. Yeah, I looked at it. You know, Tech's won five in a row against BC, but it doesn't feel like it because the games are always grinders when it comes down to the end. Last year went to overtime. This game scares you because they've got the ability, you know, they've got a new coach, but they've got a lot of the same guys back. And Williams is a big-time rusher. He leads the league in rushing. Amathon has caught passes against the Hokies forever. And they've got an experienced quarterback in Reddick who has seen a lot of what the Hokies do. And they scored some points on Tech last year, and it wasn't until the second half that the Hokies really responded up there to force overtime. Marcus Davis had a big second half, and the Hokies won the game in OT, but it was 30-23. That's a high-scoring game by Tech standards, I think you'd admit.
How's the injury situation? We knew guys were banged up and bruised last week. Kyle Fuller gave you a little, but how much healthier is he going to be in this game?
They hope Fuller will be able to play. They'll know for sure. I'm not at practice right now, so I don't know on Faison. But Coach Beamer told me yesterday he thought Faison would be good to go. And getting Collins back will help this week, too, because he's an experienced defensive lineman. And, you know, this is a game that Tech should win, but I said that last week, too. It's a game that Virginia Tech should win, but you got to score. It does you no good to win the box score. If you looked at the stats, first downs, passing yards, rushing yards, time of possession, you'd say Virginia Tech won the game 45-3. So you look at the line score, the score by quarters, and you go, how in the world do you dominate a team like that and get beat up at home? So I think this week it comes down to turnovers. Don't turn the ball over and get in the end zone. The plate's kicking. The Hokies have missed at least one field goal in five games in a row. They got to worry about kicking extra points. And for whatever reason, Jurnell's not having a good season. We're eight games into it, and hopefully the Hokies can get some touchdowns. Because if it comes down to field goals, BC and the Freeze kid, they've got a veteran field goal kicker there too. And I don't think we want to get into a field goal battle.
It's coming up this Saturday from Chestnut Hill. Bill Roth, Mike Burnett right here on Sports Radio 910. And to pass along, I see here from Andy Bitter of the Roanoke Times, Kyle Fuller practicing normal today. So that's good news.
He's out there. Bitter's out there today. He's doing a good job. I spent the afternoon with JJ. You know, basketball season starts next week.
I know. I can't believe it.
Isn't that something?
It is here.
Hokies played the Gamecocks in a closed scrimmage on Sunday, and no media is allowed, but the Hokies were very pleased with how they played against South Carolina. And they play the Richmond Spiders in a secret scrimmage this coming weekend.
The super secret scrimmages of college basketball.
Super secret scrimmage.
Not even Bill Roth is allowed into the super secret scrimmage.
I'll be in Miami or Boston this week. I got my weeks confused.
Yeah, make sure you get
Boston this week for the super secret Richmond Spider scrimmage. Right.
Just make sure you get on the right plane, Bill. See you, buddy.
Boston this week, Miami next. Fun time of year.
Have a good one, man.
See you, bye.
Bill Roth joining us in the Cowan Gates Roth Report.